Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this audio walk, which is a collaboration between Open Country and Bolton Abbey. You join me on the banks of the River Wharfe, where, to be quite honest, I've already attracted an audience because we've got a family of ducks dabbling in the water in front of us. It's a lovely sight to see on this autumnal day, where there's a few passing showers coming through, but at the moment the sun seems to be bringing these autumn colours that are surrounding me to life as they pop on the opposite bank of the River Wharfe. Today we're walking the Priory Trail here at the Bolton Abbey Estate. We're going to start at the Cavendish Pavilion, which is a cafe that was built in 1898, and it's built in the style of an old Victorian station house. It was designed that way because it welcomed tourists of the time that were arriving on the newly built Bolton Abbey Railway. Today, that railway is a vintage steam railway, so it's still serving tourists just as the Cavendish Pavilion is as well, with those teas and coffees and light refreshments that are often needed after a walk through this magnificent part of the country. From there, we'll be walking along the south bank of the River Wharfe out through the woods, where we should hopefully encounter some wonderful colours and maybe a few elements of the local wildlife as well. From there, we'll drop back down to the river's edge, cross the river, maybe over the stepping stones if we're feeling adventurous, but let's face it, probably over the bridge, where we'll get to the Priory ruins themselves before heading back via the Cavendish Memorial Fountain back to the Cavendish Pavilion from where we're starting the walk now. So, the wooden bridge from where we're going to begin the audio walk is just on my left, so I'm going to leave this familiar family of ducks behind, maybe say hello to them again at the end of the walk, but in between hopefully we'll encounter much more to tickle our senses as we walk the Priory Trail here at Bolton Abbey. Well, we've crossed over the wooden bridge opposite the Cavendish Pavilion, and the water is flowing fast today after heavy rain over the last few days. So I have a feeling that torrent of gushing water will be a constant companion throughout our audio walk today. After walking a little bit along the river's bank, we've entered this lovely area of beech woodland. Beech trees provide not only shelter from the passing showers, but also they provide a cacophony of colour. In the autumn, beech leaves turn from green to light green to a yellowy hue to then vibrant reddish orange. And we've got a combination of all of those colours above us right now. It really is a spectacular sight. As we start to climb deeper into the woods, I've managed to find a little quiet section away from the path. As I said, Bolton Abbey Estate has always been very popular with tourists, and today, like most days throughout the year, is no exception. There's lots of people enjoying the sights, the sounds, the river, the ruins, and everything else that this extensive estate has to offer. Along this part of the path, there's been various different things to keep children occupied, from a little xylophone to what looked like a little spaceship all woven out of twigs and sticks. for children to climb up and hide inside away from their parents. There's also like a climbing frame digger as well, which if I was quite a few years younger, I'm sure I would have been all over that as a child with my love of all things farm machinery. But it's great to see that everybody's being catered for here, and that no matter what age you are, you can enjoy this wonderful trail that is taking us through the heart of this beautiful area of beech woodland. Anyway, I'm going to tear myself away from this quiet spot now and rejoin the rest of the people here that are all heading down towards the Priory ruins. The path continues to meander and cling to the edge of the valley here. As I'm walking along past these beech trees that are towering over us, the path has been eroded at the side, which has revealed some of the tree roots. It almost looks like fingers reaching down towards the path. You can see that if the weather was to get worse and the winds were to pick up, then it might be quite easy for some of these trees to come down. And in front of us here is an example of that. It's known here at Bolton Abbey as the Money Tree. It's a tree that fell down in a storm during the 1980s, and the estate management team dragged it to the side of the path and cut it into pieces so people could still get through. But part of the trunk that still remains lying at the side of this bend in the path has got coins sticking out of it. Over the years since, people have come in and driven coins into it. So it's sort of glinting in the light. It's a strange effect, and a lot of the pennies and 10 pence pieces and even a 50 pence piece there have been eroded themselves and lost their markings, but they still provide an interesting little feature as people wander past it. I know a lot of people try and get the coins out, much to their dismay, because they are pretty well wedged in. It begs the question, I wonder how much this tree trunk is actually worth. We've now reached the highest point on the Priory Trail. I don't know whether it's the undulating nature of the path or the view that is now materialising on our right-hand side that's taking my breath away. The trees on our right have thinned out, so now the meandering river wharf cutting through the autumnal valley, framing the Priory ruins that we've just got our first glimpse of, is an absolutely stunning sight. Now, those of you that are regular listeners to the audio walks will know that when I'm not recording these audio walks and working for Open Country, I am a photographer and I teach photography. And believe it or not, it was this very point at which I'm standing now that inspired my life in photography. It was where I took my first ever photograph with my parents' disposable camera at the age of 8 years old. Here I am now, let's say quite a few years later, still enjoying the same view. And I'm so lucky that I can be sharing it with you as well at this moment in time as I'm reminiscing about my life and my enjoyment of this wonderful landscape here at Bolton Abbey. We're back down on the banks of the River Wharf now. I've just wandered down onto a little area of Shaley Beach, and on the opposite side of the bank, the Priory ruins are standing proud against the looming grey sky, which is being dappled by a little bit of sunlight which is just creeping through the edge of the cloud. It really is a wonderful, dramatic sight. I'm not alone on the beach. There's plenty of people skimming stones and enjoying themselves. And a little bit further down, there is a pair of black-headed gulls that, despite their name, have shed their black heads for the winter and are gleaming pristine white, being reflected on the surface of the water. I'm just looking slightly further over to my left, and it looks like my decision of whether I should go over the stepping stones or the bridge has been made for me, because after the recent heavy downpours, you can't see the stepping stones at all. They're all under the water. So, oh dear, what a shame. I'll have to keep my feet dry and my recording equipment dry and go safely across the bridge. But if you come on a day when the water level is a little bit lower, then please feel free to go across the stepping stones and be a bit more adventurous than I am. I'm reliably informed that there's 60 of them all in all. But as I say, because they're underneath the water, I can't even count them. That view of the Priory is drawing me ever closer, so I think I'm going to leave this little beach behind now, head over the bridge and take a closer look. Here we are at the foot of the impressive Bolton Priory ruins. The odd cry of a jackdaw in the background adding to the atmosphere and mood of this brooding location. I'm just trying to imagine what it would have looked like when it was in full working order. Even so, it's still pretty spectacular today. To say this was built in the 12th century, it just makes me take my breath, because I think, how on earth did they construct this looming structure? Henry VIII dictated that all the monasteries should close down and were subsequently demolished. Although the last remaining prior here at Bolton Priory, a prior known as Prior Moon, actually bartered with Oliver Cromwell to keep part of the priory open. And that part of the priory remains open today as the Priory Church, which is still in use and very much part of the community today. It's one of the few, if only, monasteries in this local area anyway that still has a functioning section. So we should be thankful for Prior Moon for saving that for us still to enjoy and reminisce about how the whole building may have looked in years gone by. A hive of industry here today at Bolton Abbey. You may be able to hear lawn mowers and leaf blowers in the background as the grass in between the lichen encrusted graves that surround the priory ruins is being mown and all of the fallen leaves from the oak trees that align this tarmac track up to the main road through Bolton Abbey and up into Wharfdale towards Burnsall are being cleared so members of the public don't slip and hurt themselves. Just goes to show that although the ruins themselves were maybe forgotten about years ago, people still care for this estate and look after it and help other people to enjoy it as well. Anyway, we're going to head back up to the road now and head back towards the Cavendish Pavilion where we started the walk via the Cavendish Memorial Fountain. Just after I'd recorded that last little section outside the Abbey with all the cacophony of sound, a low-flying army plane thundered its way through the sky just above us. It was quite an impressive sight, actually, as it flew over the Abbey ruins. I think it's probably somebody's way of telling me that, Tom, you're here to record a lovely, peaceful audio walk around the Bolton Abbey estate and the Priory Trail. But what we're going to give you is lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and low-flying jets. Anyway, we've made it a little bit further up the road now to the Cavendish Memorial Fountain. It's in memoriam of Frederick Charles Cavendish, one of the Cavendish family that was actually assassinated in Ireland in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. It's quite an impressive structure. As the water pumps its way in this Yorkshire stone-built trough, which is about 4 metres wide. Above that, there's a huge structure with various different gargoyle carvings and coats of arms that stretches quite far into the sky. It is a very impressive monument indeed, and one that is actually Grade 2 listed. And it greets all of the tourists as they drive down the road and head down towards the Cavendish Pavilion, where we're going to start heading back down to now as we hug the north bank of the River Wharfe. We're back with this familiar sound of the rushing water as the River Wharfe flows its way down towards Ilkley and Otley and out into the wider plateau of the Wharfe Valley. The Cavendish Pavilion is just in sight and obviously the end of our audio walk today. But I've just had one last turn to see the impressive Priory ruins framed against the autumn colours and the misty rain that is once again starting to fall on this autumnal day. I really have enjoyed walking the Priory Trail. It just reminds you how much this area has to offer, from the amazing woodland to the river itself to the Priory ruins and all of the history that surrounds this dramatic landscape. It's one that I'm sure I'll keep returning to, as I have done throughout the years, to keep enjoying this beautiful part of Wharfdale. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk today. If you have, then please check out more of our audio walks. Head to the Bolton Abbey website to find more of our Bolton Abbey series of audio walks, and head to the Open Country website to hear more of our audio walks from across Yorkshire and beyond. I'd like to thank you very much for lending me your ears today. I look forward to speaking to you again in the next audio walk.